The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who issues from the Father, he will be my witness. And you too will be witnesses, because you have been with me from the outset. I still have many things to say to you, but they would be too much for you now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth, since he will not be speaking as from himself, but will say only what he has learnt, and he will tell you of the things to come. He will glorify me, since all he tells you will be taken from what is mine. Everything the Father has is mine. That is why I said, all he tells you will be taken from what is mine." The Gospel of the Lord. The handshake said it all. I refer to the shaking of hands between Prince Charles, Duke of Cornwall, and Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams. And it came on the day in the Novena of Pentecost, the day before that Pentecost leaflet invited us to pray for reconciliation and healing, asking for just that in relationships and life's hurts, and prayed that the peace of Christ that had broken down every dividing wall would lead us into unity. And afterwards, Gerry Adams said, "Today's meeting with Prince Charles is a significant, symbolic, and practical step forward in the process of healing and reconciliation arising from the peace process." And Mr. Adams explained that both sides expressed regret for past events and that this was part of the process of building relationships, breaking down barriers to understanding and creating a space in which hope can grow. And that was followed up 3 days later by a picture that I've pinned onto the notice board of Prince Charles in St. Patrick's Cathedral in Belfast City. Sorry, St. Patrick's Church, not the cathedral. It's a church. That's a big church in Belfast city centre. And it's a church that had been a flashpoint during the Loyalist marching season when Protestants sang provocative anti-Irish songs outside the building. And Martin McGuinness said it showed anything is possible when people come together. So if we were looking for signs during this Pentecost season, I think there's a very clear example of the Holy Spirit at work. The Holy Spirit sent among us for the forgiveness of sins, which is a very important ministry. But what it also reminds us is that time is endless in this process. But in an instant society, we want it now. It was 36 years to the death of Mountbatten that Prince Charles went there, and it's been part of, I'd say, that peace process. But the important thing is that it happened, and I'm quite sure the Holy Spirit there guiding, because within any community, every community, we can all look and see occasions when bitterness and hatred and rancor have and do divide people and communities. We know it happens in families. Many families, bits of them haven't spoken to each other for years. Sometimes it's only as death draws near that sometimes they begin to look again at the way things have been. We know that's true of parish life. People that we get to the peace and refuse to shake hands with anybody near them. That's not saying those that don't wish to receive the peace, but they're refusing it for those reasons that they're not at peace. Also, of course, happens at local level, national and international levels. And we know sometimes those divisions go very, very deep, go on for years, even centuries, as Christian and world history tell us. And we're going through a very strange upheaval in world history at the moment. ISIS, but many, many other issues that are all around all the time. And so, Pentecost, Jesus sends the disciples back to Jerusalem, to the upper room. They were in prayer. It said that they gathered in prayer, which is where we get the 9 days of Novena prayer from. But they were almost in hiding, waiting. They didn't want to face the hostile society around them without him. And so our readings today tell us the different versions of how the disciples were sort of shaken out of their inaction by the Holy Spirit, particularly that first reading, always on Pentecost Sunday, that powerful wind and the tongues of fire. Wind, as we know, can take many forms. We can have just a gentle breeze. We can have a howling gale, or like a wind we've had quite recently, a lazy wind that's so chill it goes through you, not round you, or an icy blast, or of course a tornado and a hurricane that can leave a trail of devastation in its wake. But equally, were it not bank holiday and it would be a lovely, sultry, hot day, you just long for that gentle zephyr. And then fire. We can value the warmth, the other qualities that warmth and fire brings to us. But it can also bring fear and absolute destruction from a devastating blaze that we see, be that in a home or a factory or in the forest or wherever. And of course you put the two together and it's a very toxic mix. All images of the Holy Spirit. And that's why they're powerful, because he comes as power. And we sing, shall in a few moments, come down, Holy Spirit, and kindle the flame, and let it freely burn, till earthly passions turn to dust and ashes in its heat consuming. It's why at the start of every Mass, we look into our hearts, inviting that Spirit in, so that moving us to weep with loathing over our own shortcomings. But when the Spirit comes, it comes to bring change. Change that needs to go on within us, change that needs to go on in society around all those places, they need that change. When the apostles met, they met as disciples, as you do. But when the wind had had its way with them, they were apostles. And when you come in a sense as disciples, because you come in to listen and to learn. We listen to the word of God. What is it saying to us today? We take it in, let your Spirit come upon these gifts to make them holy, and filled with them, we then go out as apostles, because apostles is a Greek word meaning sent. So we're sent out. Go out. Get on with your mission. And that mission is to bring the good news of God's love to the world, and that Holy Spirit revealed as one who transforms our lives. And with those gifts, sorry, with the fruits, the gifts come in so that we bear fruits. The fruits of the Spirit that we had in the second reading, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all those things. But we're God's chosen people, but are we sometimes like God's frozen people? Is our prayer life frozen and static? Are we frozen in the way we relate to one another or respond to whatever's asked of us? Are we frozen in the way we celebrate our faith, often in church, a hurry to get out as quick as we can, let's get it over and done with? Frozen so that the Holy Spirit can't break in to free us, to melt us, to mould us, to fill us. And when World Youth Day was in Sydney in 2008, Pope Benedict said that the